Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KS1 PPY activating the Vacuum Amateur Radio Technical Services Net. This net's held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The FARA-VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Vacuum Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. If members or other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org for more information. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio arc. I do not have a particular topic for the night. Nothing has been thrown my way as of yet, so I'm going to reach out to anybody out there. If you've got a topic that you'd like to hear, please go ahead and call now. Well, not hearing any particular topics. We'll just go with what you've been doing this last week and general updates on how everybody's doing, and go from there. I'll start off with announcements. Does anybody have an announcement? Please call now.
This is KO4VNZ.
Okay, go ahead. Give me that call sign one more time, but go ahead with your announcement.
KS1PTY, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November, Zulu. Just wanted to remind everyone the Great Pumpkin Ride is on the 22nd of October, and you can go on the IOPE site to sign up. Over.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yep, I've got that here in the upcoming announcements. I guess I'll run through them real quick. We have the weekly net, the Great Pumpkin Ride on October 22nd. It's a public service thing that FARA does. As you heard, we need volunteers for that. Let's see. The only other announcement I have is the Informal Club Breakfast on the 29th, and we are having a fox hunt on the 30th. I don't have much information on those, but if you see our website, it's listed there on the underside. In contesting, I guess the Nevada CUSO party should still be in progress. And looks like there's a couple Oceana DX contests at CW. That's currently going on, the SKCC Weekend Sprint-a-thon. It looks like the other QSO parties are either over or about to be over. Arizona, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, they were all having QSO parties this weekend. I think they may have just finished up. For upcoming contests, I don't see much during the week, but this weekend has the ARRL EME contest. The Jarch WW Ritty contest will be going on over the weekend. 1010 INT fall contest for CW. The New York QSO party will be this weekend. Worked All Germany contest and Feld Hell Sprint going on coming up in the next weekend. Okay, so lacking any other announcements, or upcoming information, let's go ahead and go through a round of check-in, and we'll start from there. I've got KO4VNZ starting us off. Who else we got out there? Give me a call.
K1HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel. No comment this evening, Sippy.
W4RKU.
N2NAR.
KO4NMC Mobile, no comment.
N7IBB.
Whiskey Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
Okay, we'll hold it there for just a second. I've added K1HTV, KO4QVB, K3FR, TAM4 OZH is no comment. Gil, thanks for stopping off. W4RKU, Kevin, N2NAR, Mike, KO4NMZ was in and out, N7IVV, and WB7RAV in and out. Anybody else?
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Robert, we'll wait.
This is K4GG, no comment. In November,
KN4 SPL, no comment.
Okay, I've got it. I've added K4GVH, AK4GG was in and out, KN4 SPL, and there was somebody in there who made a comment with the thanks for the net, but it was, you kind of got tromped on and talked over. Give me your call sign one more time.
Whiskey Delta is Quebec, Charlie November, WDHQCN, HD.
Okay, very good. WDHQCN got you in there. I can't remember if you were in and out or were you going to be hanging around?
In and out tonight, thanks, sir.
Okay, right to the day. WDHQCN, in and out. Let's see, one last call and then we'll start on the round. One last call for check-ins. Okay, hearing no further check-ins for the moment, we'll go ahead and start off with KO4VNZ. Chuck, how are you doing? How's your week? And what do you have in the Great Pumpkin Ride? KS1 PPY, go ahead.
KS1 PPY, this is KO4VNZ. Thanks, Skippy, for taking the net. Hello to everyone. In a Great Pumpkin Ride, I'm going to be right at the caboose. As a coordinator, I promised the people from Talk Your Trails Coalition that I would be there. So I guess, in a way, I'll be part of the team that makes up net control that day. Also, I reminded Heritage Hunt that they'll also be running a net over top of us, but he assures me we can both coexist, so I don't think that'll be any problem. Personally, after quite a busy week or two last week with the Cold War Museum and all that activity, and then also my birthday was Friday, I took the day and didn't do anything. I sat back. I got a couple of books from friends. I got the Antenna Compendium, volume number 8, and the ARRL's Best the Doctor is In, and another book, AMSATs and HAMSATs. So I've been breezing through them, and I also have been studying up on J-poles. Thanks to Rich, he gave me some materials to make a J-pole, and I was just reading up on all that before I started into it. That's about it for me. This is KO4VNZ, back to net.
Oh, well, very good. Well, hopefully someone else coming after you give us a bit of an update on how the special event went. I know everybody was at home for the storms, but curious to hear what the final numbers are. Maybe N7IVV will give us an update later on. And fine business. Yeah, one of my first antennas was a copper J-pole put together. It got blown apart by one of the most recent storms, so I've replaced it out. But J-poles are very effective and usually fairly easy to make once you get your measurements down and know how to work with copper. It's not a bad first antenna for anything. I will use mine to talk all over Northern Virginia. So sounds good, and good luck with that. Let's see. Next up, we have K1HTV. Rich, how we doing?
KS1 PPY in the net, K1HTV, good evening to all. Belated happy birthday to Chuck, KO4VNZ. Looks like he hit the gold mine as far as reading material and books, etc. So it's always good to read up on the technology, the hobby, and very various facets of ham radio. So enjoy the books. Had a busy weekend. I was over at St. John's over the weekend for the Oktoberfest, kind of pooped out today. And vegged in the chair and worked DX in the easy chair remotely using BNC and the cell phone down to the shack. And 10 was interesting. 10 was open up an FT4. I made dozens of contacts on FT4 on 10 meters, 12 and 12 meters, 15 meters, and 18 and 17 meters. Just interesting to see so many people on. I didn't expect 10 to be so loaded with FT4 people, included that I worked a pair of VP8s, VP8 Alpha and VP8 LP, on an FT4. Most, it's a lot of FT4 activity. Worked a few on FT8. Loads of activity on 10 today to Europe. It was just a very, very busy, busy band. I was seeing like between 70 and 80 decodes per 15-second period at times. But that's with the beam aiming towards Europe. But a lot of activity on 10 meters. Good to see the sun active, the solar flux up near the 160 mark. Things are stabilizing a little bit more after a very hectic, magnetic week, magnetically disturbed week earlier in the week. But the sun's looking good. That's causing this such good conditions. And plus, we're getting to the fall season. You get that the northern hemisphere transatlantic path that tends to get quite good in the fall. So we're starting to see that now. That's about it, I guess. We'll hopefully have a good week, hopefully you all have a good week on the radio and at work. And for those who are retired, enjoy retirement. I am doing so. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTB.
Well, very good. That's sounds like the kind of week I would love to get involved with everything. with the sun starting off the way it is, I have to re-put together my computers this week, but I'm on work from home, so I'm going to try to get into some of the bands at least before the sun quiets down too much. It's fine business. Let's see, KO4QVB. This is KS1PPY. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Kilo Sierra 1 Papa Papa Yankee. This is KO4QVB. Just want to say thank you for working the net, and just give a quick hi to everyone out there. Thought I had some time. I threw up the antenna, knew the net was coming up, so I thought I would partake. So thank you for that. Just kind of enjoying the weekend, getting some stuff done that, typically you can't get done, with a shorter weekend. But, boy, if anyone wants to go out and look at the moon, it is beautiful tonight. So that's all I have, K-Sippy. This is KO4QBB. Back to net. Thank you.
Sounds good. Sounds like your antenna is working great. And, I had to make a run out to Walmart a little bit ago, and that moon is fantastic. It is bright. Seems like it's closer to Earth, although I know it's not. It's just really, really bright. I definitely echo that encouragement. If you haven't gone out and looked at the moon, you should take a step out and at least give it a view. It's a fabulous sight. Okay, next up we have K3FR. Ron, go ahead, give us your update.
So good evening, Sippy, and the net K3FR here. Thank you for taking the net tonight. I'm a little bit more close to what Chuck was doing. Is I just spent a lot of time reading the manual for N1MM this week, and making sure that I'm doing things right with the setups here. And then that's probably about it. So I enjoyed seeing everybody on Tuesday at the meeting. And, gee whiz, not really doing very much this week. So I'm going to have to just send it right on back to you, Sip. KS1PPY, K3FR.
Hey, no worries. It gets busy. I've been busy for weeks and weeks. I haven't really been able to do much of anything in the way of radio, so I know the feeling. Let's see, we had KM4OZH. Gil was in and out. W4RKU. KS1PPY, go ahead.
KS1PPY, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Sippy. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I did take advantage of it, thanks to the heads up from N7IVV for some of the 10-meter fun this morning, or around noontime today. I was able to get to Israel and Austria and into Europe, which for me, since I just have a NFED, was pretty good. I spent yesterday redoing the ground at my station and doing it properly this time. I've learned a lot more. And I got some more work to do inside, but I got the copper rod in and tied to the other copper rod. Doing what I can since it's not my place. But we had pretty good luck, very good luck with getting the ground rod in. So that was actually not bad at all. Outside of that, I've been doing some web upgrades and looking at some stuff. But that's about it. I will turn it back over to you. KS1PPY, W4RTU, back to Nick.
Well, fine business. I like it all. I need to get some 10 meters going, hopefully this week. Let's see, N2NAR, Mike, go ahead, give us your update.
Good evening, Sippy, everybody in the net. It's actually been an exciting radio week here. I've been getting stuff done in the garage and playing on 10 meters. 10 meters has been fantastic. Of course, I don't do FT8 or FT4 because I don't like either one of those modes, so it's all voice for me. Worked a bunch of different stations. I need to get a better antenna and maybe a little more power because there was a whole bunch that I tried to work that I couldn't, like Africa, South Africa, Ireland. I even heard New Zealand the other night. And I heard a bunch of stations on FM as well on 29.6. So I probably need to get some better antennas up. Yeah, 10 has just been incredible. As far as anything else going on, I am planning the fox hunt. I'm thinking about 9 a.m. On the 30th, and hopefully we'll end up at a lunch location. I still have to go out and do some testing. I just haven't had time, but it is on my list of things to do. I won't make the pumpkin ride because I have to work. I have to work weekends frequently, and I think that's about all I got other than, you know, being super excited about 10 meters being open. It's been just great. Back to net, N2NAR.
Roger that. Sounds good. Yeah, antennas and tuned antennas can definitely make a world of difference. Like I hear Rich all the time say, if you got $100, throw 95 at the antenna, and the rest you can bother with radios, and you'd do good. It's too bad. I think I have to work that weekend. Of course, I get called in almost every weekend these days, so I know the feeling. Well, I'll have to check out my schedule and see if either the pumpkin ride or the other one pan out for being off for it. We'll have to see. Let's see. Next up, we had KO4NMZ was in and out. N7IVV, our illustrious president. Go ahead.
Oh, N7IVV here. I would say more like lusterless, but that's just because my glowing personality is fading, but, you know. I spent most of the week being magnetically disturbed myself, but I did notice today I was just sitting here working on other things, but I was kind of keeping my eye on FT8. But I mean, there wasn't any more room on my screen for 10 meter decodes, so I was working all kinds of stuff, and because I was busy doing other things, I appreciate FT8, but I need to start supporting a phone, I've actually gotten CW out just a little bit. I think I mentioned that here a week or so ago. I'm kicking myself because I know there were some either addendums or modifications or something to the announcements that you made, I know what it was. I've talked about crossband repeat a couple of times. I mentioned it on the net last week. I mentioned it at the meeting Thursday night. I just want to make it clear to everybody that although I encourage everybody to at least try it, it is not going to be pushed hard enough for the Great Pumpkin Ride that anyone should feel at all obligated to try it or even have the equipment to do it. It's much more important to show up, and an HT serves 90% of the time there. So by all means, please don't let anything of that technical nature hamper you or prevent you from wanting to participate with this. So I know we've got plenty of slots. I think we've got one person signed up for 4 out of 5 of the responsible locations, but we do still need more, and we're only 2 weeks out. We're not less than 2 weeks, so please, please, please get up there, put your name on the list. I guess that's all I have for now. No more preaching or browbeating. Thanks a lot for doing the net tonight, Sippy. Catch you later, N79BB.
Roger that. Sounds good. We'll have to, I'll keep the Great Pumpkin Ride announcements going, and I'll try to see if I can squeeze in some on it. That would having magnetic stuff seems like the world is doing that as a standard now. My Prius is currently down, and have a rented Tesla that's proving interesting for magnetic anything for portable radio. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see, next we had WB7RAV, Randy was in and out, K4GVH, Rob, this is KS1, PPY, go ahead.
Call me K4GVH.
Yes, sir, this is KS1 PPY, your turn up here on the net, go ahead.
This is K4 Golf, Victor Hotel, K4GVH, good evening to everyone on the net, the usual. You're doing a great job, I don't know, I can't remember your name, but the name here is Robert. The call here is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, Good Virginia Ham. I'm a blind ham. I met my dad tonight talking to you on the 2-meter Astro Motorola, and I'm here at my dad hoping to get into the repeater pretty good. Well, I got some bad news about the Kenwood TS450. I'm waiting to see what Mark can do with the board in it. We got to clean the vinegar. We've got to clean it with some vinegar and see if we can get the alkaline acid out of the radio where the battery they put in there that leaked. The battery leaked in the radio and got all down in the board of the HF radio I had here at Dad's. And it drained the battery, and we got to figure out why we had resistance across the board. So hopefully I can get the Kenwood fixed eventually and put back on the air here at my dad's. If not, then I got to go back to the drawing board and try to find a radio for sale. If we can't get that fixed, we'll either buy a new board to put in it. And that could cost me around $100. To put a new board in the Kenwood TF450 if we can't get that one working. The same board is in it. Hopefully Mark can get it working by the end of the week. I mean, looking into it by the end of the week and see why it drained the battery. But other than that, y'all take care on the net, and you're doing a great job as usual. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH and 73. Back to net control.
Roger that. That sounds very, very frustrating overall, batteries leaking into radios. I had not heard of vinegar to clean alkaline battery out, but that is an interesting thought on getting it in there. Anytime I've had to deal with batteries throwing corrosion down into things, it's always been cleaning it up with a can of Coke. So let's see. I wonder if anybody else has any suggestions on good ways to get that alkaline powder and mess out of a radio. Would have been a good net topic. Let's see. Next we had AK4GG who was in and out, KN4SPO in and out, and WDAQCN was in and out. Thank you guys for checking in and joining up. We'll go for one round of anybody else that would like to join us or any rechecks. Please call now.
79BB.
K3FR with a recheck.
KD4 Romeo Echo Echo.
Okay, sounds good. We got KD4 REE. Sunny, thanks for piping up. Good to hear from you. And then we have N7IVV and K3FR on a recheck. So we'll throw it to Finney first for kind of a first round thing. KD4, REE, this is KS1PPY. Go ahead, give us your weekly update.
Yeah, the comments about 10 meters reminded me to check the whisper map and see if the band is still open. It is still open to the west side of the country and South America. just something I did not expect, but it's somewhere near the maximum solar cycle with the sunspots. That's all I have for the net. Good evening, everyone, and I'll say 73. Gotta go finish up some chores. Back to you, Sippy, from KD4REG.
And W8BT.
All right, well, sounds good, Sippy. Thanks for letting us know the 10-meter thing going. Hope the chores go well. And I heard W8BT jump in there. I'll give you one last first round thing, and then we'll go to our rechecks. W8BT, KS1PPY, go ahead.
Okay, good evening, Sippy and all in the net. This is W8BT. Thanks for squeezing me in there. I think Ron beat me there, because I know I heard Brad, but I think Ron beat me. Anyway, actually got on the air this weekend for the first time in a while. I was just going to hand out some points in the Pennsylvania QSO party, and next thing I knew, it was like 2 hours later, and I had almost half of the state worked, and only pretty much like one multiplier per QSO almost. So, turns out by the end of the weekend, I had 181 QSOs and worked 61 out of 67 counties in Pennsylvania. Worked the bonus station as well three times on 40, 80, and 160 off of my ZS6BKW. So I guess this TS850 will pretty much tune or match about anything. But anyway, that's about it. I haven't calculated the total score yet. I was just going to hand out points, and now I guess I'll be turning in a log. And unfortunately not ordering my $40 plaque for working all of Pennsylvania, but I don't know, 91% of it is pretty close and good enough for me, a lot more than I had intended to do. I guess next year I might go ahead and set up some voice memories and stuff in NYMM. But anyway, 73 to all, and have a good weekend. This is W8BT.
Well, roger that. That sounds like an exciting time. Get in there just to hand out some points and wind up actually competing. May not win anything, but hey, that's a good round. I like to hear that. Let's see. N7IVV, let's go ahead with your recheck. This is KS1PPY. Go ahead.
This is N7IVV. I don't know. Rich probably said it, and I just missed it. The club breakfast has resumed its location back at the bistro in Warrenton at the hospital. So I'll just throw that out. If it's a duplicate, then my apologies, but otherwise that's all I have. Have a good evening, N7IVV.
W4RKU.
Roger that. Sounds good. Over at the bistro. I don't think I've been to a breakfast at the bistro, but sounds good. I got W4RKU on a recheck, but first let's, Ron, K3FR, go ahead and give us your recheck.
Okay, this is K3FR. Just want to make a note either to John, AK4GG, or I guess whoever's going to pass down the lessons learned from K4V. We were trying to stay towards emission standards that were emission emissions that were common during the Second World War, and I just wanted to make a note that both Ritty, 5-bit photo, and Feldhell, actually Hellschreiber, the forerunner of Feldhell, were both in use during the Second World War. So if we're going to put one on next year, we could expand that out to a couple more emissions. KS1PPY, K3FR.
Oh, I didn't realize that there was a what do you call it? An aspect to the Cold War Museum event that tried to imitate conditions during. That's interesting. I didn't realize that. W4RKU, go ahead with your recheck.
Yes, I just wanted to, KS1PPY, W4RKU. Thanks, I just wanted to slip in here real quick. Somebody can tell me what time the breakfast is at the bistro so I can get the information correct? That would be great. Is it 8 or 8:30?
K1HTV.
K1HTV, go ahead, give them the time.
7HTV. Historically, we started at the bistro at 8 o'clock. Some of the early arrivers, like WAKRZ and K3KQ, usually got there 15 or even more minutes before 8. But 8's a nominal time. We've had stragglers going and coming in after 9. And some of those sessions lasted for hours, literally hours. We've had from anywhere from 10 to 30 plus. We had one huge gathering once, but it's so much more easy to get to for most of us, and the accommodations are good. We have almost the whole back room to ourselves, or a big half of that back part of the bistro, with very little competition. So looking forward to the last Saturday of the month. 8 o'clock is the time. This is K1HTV, back to Net Control. And thanks, Sippy, for doing the net, doing a great job.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was just going to say, on the website, it says at 8:30, so 8 o'clock sounds good, but I think Kevin was asking so that he could get that updated. Is that all you got for it, W4RKU?
That's it. W4RKU, yeah. That's all I need to know. Thank you very much.
Back to net. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH for recheck, and I'll wait.
Okay, well, this is KS1PPY with the Sunday night Farah Technical Services net. K4GVH, did you have something for the net? Go ahead.
Dude, this is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone on the net again. By the way, if we can't get the rig fixed and the board is gone off the radio, and anything, and we can't get the boards on the internet for sale, is there any way, you know, anybody that's got a Kenwood radio or anything for sale down the road, if we got to go that route and that don't fix it, I mean, and see how it goes? I mean, that's just hearsay. Do you know anybody that has any radios for sale that's in pretty good shape and that sort of thing? Because I'd be looking for me another rig if we can't get that one fixed. Hopefully we can, and keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully we won't have to buy a new board. But if we do, we do. But then if not, and that don't work out, keep your eyes open for me, a nice rig, like a Kenwood TS-450 or a 690. And that sort of thing, if we do have to go that route to buy another radio. Other than that, y'all take care, K4GVH, and so much for that, 73.
I'm not sure if anybody, if they do much buying and selling on during nets, but there is the website and the reflector, W4VA.org, and our if you remember the club, you can get access to the groups.io, W4VA at groups.io. I'm sure there's a buy sell, or you know, you can make a thread in there looking for stuff like that, and I'm pretty sure somebody can help you get into it. We'll go ahead and close up the net for tonight. Thank you all for joining us, and if you would like further information, like I just said, give our website, w4va.org, a visit, or send a note to Farinet at w4va.org. And, of course, everybody feel free to continue discussing on this repeater if you have more information. Stand by for Towns real quick.
Final comments, FAQ1HTV.
K1HTV, yeah, go ahead, give us the final comments.
It's K1HTV. At the meeting this past Thursday, the topic of that what was just discussed, selling and offering things for sale or wanted to buy, was mentioned about doing it on the net. I think there was, I think it's favorable to do such a thing. If anybody has something they want to sell or give away or interested in buying in the way of radios or parts or, you know, needs for projects, I think it would be a good idea to incorporate that, and we talked about that into future nets. So we'll have a topic. If anybody has anything that you're interested in getting rid of, it's not, you know, a lot of us have things that we probably don't. We have in excess of some of the things we don't need. They're getting old, but maybe of some use to others. So I think if we could incorporate that into future nets, I think it'll be a plus. That's it for now. Have a great weekend, guys. What's left of it. Have a great week. Back to you, Seth, K1HTV. 7-3, good night.
Okay, sounds good. Roger that. We'll have to incorporate that into the net script to remember to throw it out there for buy, sell, trade. That would be a fine good one. Other than that, this has been KS1PPY for the Farinet. I'll go ahead and bring this net to a close and call it secure. 7-3.
Buy, sell, trade, or give away. 7-3, Seppy. Good night, K1HTV.